So, hi everybody, I'm Claude Barras. I am presenting a work on the use of GSV SVM for speaker diarization and tracking that was performed by my colleague Viet Baclay, who couldn't come and attend to the conference, in collaboration with Marc Ferras at LIMSI CNRS before Marc leaves to Furui Lab in Japan. So after the presentation of the task and the motivation, I will describe the two tasks that are explored, acoustic speaker diarization and speaker tracking, along with the systems used and the result obtained before conclusion and perspective. First, about the two tasks that we consider. Acoustic speaker diarization is a who spoke when task, speaker segmentation and clustering that was already addressed in the previous talks. We consider it as a pre-processing for the automatic speech recognition and for enriched transcription. In this situation, we have no a priori information on speaker count and speaker's voices. And we consider here only acoustic-driven approaches because they are also approached using linguistic cues of the transcription. But we are also interested in the speaker tracking task, where we want to detect region of spoken documents that are uttered by a given speaker. And in this situation, we have a list of the speaker of interest, and we are provided with training data for these speakers. We consider the speaker tracking task as a combination of both the acoustic speaker diarization plus a speaker verification module in our configuration. Our motivation in this work was to include in our systems the SVM techniques that you know all that they have become very successful in speaker recognition. We started with the GSV, the Gaussian supervector system, that was easy to develop framework. And there are also, of course, other features that can be used in a SVM system for speaker recognition. There were MLLR, CMLLR, Lattice MLLR that were also efficient to combine with the standard GSV framework. I want also say a word about the context of the Quero program that motivates our work for improving. So it's a French-founded research innovation program that aims to improve automatic audiovisual document structuring and indexing. And for this work, we wanted to work specifically on the speaker diarization and tracking for interactive broadcast data. And that's why we are still on a scheme of offline diarization, because we are working on archives, on broadcast data that are recorded and that fetch on the web or on the radio, on TV, and so on. And we will study the integration of SBM-based techniques. We worked on the data of the French STR2 evaluation. I hope that this data will be shortly available to the world community. Currently, it has been distributed to the participants to this evaluation in 2008. There are 115 target speakers for which we have about 100 hours of training data. It consists of French-speaking radio shows from different sources, French sources, but also African sources. We have, for the imposter data, we took the STR1, which is STR1 evaluation data, about 400 impostors. STR2 development data consists in 20 radio shows for a total of 6 hours, and the evaluation roughly the same amount, 26 radio shows for 7 hours. I also provide an overview of the short figures, some statistics on the number of speakers, the speaking length, and the segment length in the STR2 development and evaluation data sets. In the development, we have between 9 and 25 speakers for a mean of 16, And on the evaluation, it's roughly less with 11 speakers per show in average. The speaking length also varies a lot, with a mean of 65 seconds, ranging between half a second and more than 10 minutes. And on the evaluation, it's a bit higher with an average of 80 seconds. But we can see the standard deviation is very, very high. So it's just to have a rough idea. And segments are also in average 17 seconds on the dev and 14 on the eval, with also ranging from a fraction of a second to several minutes. I will now describe the acoustic speaker diarization system, which is basically the system that Haggai referred just in the previous talk, that was developed by Sylvain Meunier, Xuan Zhu, myself, and Jean-Luc Gauvin for the NIST 2004 evaluation. Basically, it's a multi-step diarization system. The initial segmentation is using a front end with standard MFCC feature found in ASR system. The speech activity detection relies on Viterbi decoding with several GMMs of speech, music, and noise. On the speech segment, there is a segmentation in small segments using two adjacent sliding windows of half a second and using a local divergence measure to segment it. After that, GMM are trained on the segment and Viterbi allow resegmentation of this data. This is the initial segmentation. We have a first step of agglomerative clustering using the classical Beak criterion and using full covariance matrix on a single Gaussian. The only specific thing is on the penalty, which is a local Beak penalty, taking into account only the number of parameters of the two clusters that are merged and not of all of the features. And we put the output of the Beak clustering into a second step using speaker ID models and clustering using a slightly different features using feature warping and map adapted UBM. The clustering relies on the cross log likelihood ratio between the two clusters. So what we did was rather simple stuff, was developing a GSV SVM system and integrate it into the system in place of the last SID's clustering stage. So I think I will skip rather fast on that. It's rather standard stuff in the GSV is consist of the means of the super vector of the adapted GMM. It appears that combining diarization system can improve on the individual systems. There are several ways of doing this combination. Piping one system into the other, it's the kind of thing that we already do in our system. We can also merge different systems or do a cluster voting technique. We did here a fusion at score level, which means that during the clustering process, we compute an average score between the GMM SVM and the GMM GSV SVM and GMM UVM scores with a weight optimized on the development set. The performance measure is the diarization error rate. It was already described in a previous talk, so I won't get too much into detail again. Just to say that we also put some figures with purity or coverage which are the ratio of dominant reference speaker per hypothesis cluster, and conversely for the coverage, which can provide a better insight into the speaker error rate. And we use the NIST tool for scoring following the SDR2 evaluation plan. Here is a figure of the diarization error rate for our system. To the left, we have the performance of the GMM system, to the right of the GSV-SVM system, and on the x-axis, the different combination weight. We have in green, the green curve is for the evaluation set, and the red curve for the development set. We see that the GMM-SVM performs better than the GMM UBM, sorry, performs better than the GSV system, but combination is very successful here. More in detail, what we get is a 10% relative improvement from 11.1 to 10.1 from the best performing system to the GMM plus SVM system. On the development set and on the evaluation, we have also the same trend going down from 9.6 to 8.3. So this was for the acoustic speaker diarization system. Now some words about the speaker tracking. As I said, we built the system as a combination of the speaker acoustic speaker diarization system to the left, with a speaker verification system. And we have three possible ways of doing this combination. We can do the speaker verification on the initial segment of the system or on the cluster output by the BIC or by the SID clustering steps. In each case, the segments are then compared to the speaker models and labeled accordingly. A few words quickly on the systems. For the tracking system, we use GMM, UBM, and GSV, SVM system that have the same properties as the system that were already presented for the diarization part. For the verification, we choose the target model with the highest likelihood ratio with the verification phase. And the GSV-SVM is also following the same architecture with the constraint that we score the input posters and target speakers using the gender and channel matching the current condition. And we also perform a weighted average of both scores for the score level system fusion. The performance measures for this tracking task were as defined in the SDR2 evaluation campaign, recall and precision, and F measure combining the both recall and precision. Both in a time-weighted manner, and also a speaker-weighted version that was proposed doing the F measure per speaker. We are showing on the dead curve that was simulated by using short segments of the evaluation data for the different possible subsystems on the evaluation, on the dev and on the on the evaluation data. Both for the GMM UBM and the GSV SVM system, we show with the red, the green, and the blue curves different versions of the GMM UBM system with the verification applied either at the output of the segment initial segmentation in blue, the output of the BIC stage in red, or the output of the SID stage in green. It appears that there are not that much differences, and we had a slightly better performance by using the output of the final stage, which is the SID stage. And the GSV-SVM system here is only shown on, on this output, on the SID clustering step, and is shown to perform much better than the GMM-UBM. Here are some figures. I will provide the recall precision F measure and F measure average by speaker. I will mainly focus on the F column of the result that confirm on the dev and on the eval what we saw on the curve. On the development set, we observe that the SID clustering step provide a better performance than the two other conditions and have a comparable performance than the GSV-SVM system. And the combination is improving upon both systems. On the other hand, on the evaluation data set, the GSV-SVM is performing much better than the GMM-UBM system. And in this case, the combination slightly outperformed the GSV-SVM and is better than the GMM-UBM system. Well, that was, I would say, a simple experimental framework that was intended to do the integration of the GSV-SVM system into a speaker diarization and tracking system. The GSV-SVM has comparable performance to the existing standard GMM-UBM that we had, and the score level fusion was satisfactory. There are some caveats here, for example, in the impostor set, which is not very balanced according to the gender and the channel. There are some very small sets, for example, on female, on narrowband data, we have very few impostors for the experiments. And of course, we want to go further for other SVM features, like MLLR, CMLLR, Lattice MLLR, and also the very interesting directions that were presented in the previous talk. Thank you for your attention.
Yes, Nicole.
I noticed you were using delta and double delta features. And some other authors have found that omitting the deltas is you get a gain from omitting the deltas. So did you try omitting the deltas?
Yeah, for example, in the first stage on the big segmentation, on the initial segmentation we use the delta-delta. On the first on the big stage, we use the full covariance matrix using nothing at all, only the static features. And on the second stage, we use only the delta and not the delta-delta. One of the rationale is trying to have different feature representation to combine different aspects at different levels. I'm not sure that it is optimal this way, because we couldn't test all configuration. It was one way of doing that. But I agree that the delta-delta, it's not clearly convincing that they bring always something in these experiments.
To add to what Nico said, that we observe that when the data are very clean, we make some recordings in the acoustic room, so the delta gives some gain, but when it's telephone line conversation, we never see any gain that the delta features give.
Thank you.
Can you go to slide 14, please? 14. Slide 14. Cutoffs.
14, yeah.
Yes. Can you explain why you're getting better results in the evaluation than in the dev? What's the difference between the database?
The databases are, well, they were not recorded at the same date, and they have a slightly different balance between the sources of data. There are some shows are coming from France Inter, some other from Radio France Internationale, other from Radio Maroc, other, so there are, and the balance is different between the dev and the eval, slightly different, and I think it can explain some results. And also the fact that, well, I think that for diarization system, given the way it is, given the measures, even 6 hours, it's not that much.
And when you do speaker tracking, you have like sometime speaker who speak a lot, so his model is well defined, and sometimes speaker there is only a few time to unroll the speaker. So how you fix the threshold in these cases?
On the speaker tracking, it's a verification compared to a threshold. So there is only a normalization by the length, but the threshold, there is no normalization according to the length of the data. I agree that it is something that needs to be addressed. Yeah.
Let's thank Claude.